The pulpit is responsible, eugenics is back, and your silence is deadly. Blog series, The Pulpit is Responsible, post number 2, by Jeff Bayard, a message to the pastors of Virginia. Defend every child. If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree. If there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. Charles G. Finney, 1873. In 1873, Charles Finney named the crisis plainly. When a nation's conscience decays, the pulpit is responsible. When the church goes quiet, darkness advances. Today we face the same test around eugenics and the sanctity of life. Designer baby marketing, embryo scoring, and genetic optimization, all parade as progress. However, these trends reveal something deeper. A seared public conscience. Please listen to Albert Mueller below. The making of Super Babies 1006. Some of the eugenics horrors of the 20th century are coming to life in Silicon Valley inside Silicon Valley's growing obsession with having smarter babies. The Wall Street Journal, Zusha Ellenson, Thursday, May 1, 2025. The briefing, R. Albert Mueller Jr. Silicon Valley's Super Babies market is real. The new marketplace promises smarter children through embryo selection. Companies sell polygenic scores for IQ and disease risk. Parents are urged to rank embryos and implant the best. This is the language of optimization, not the language of love. It treats sons and daughters as projects to be engineered, not persons to be received. Meanwhile, embryos deemed less fit are frozen or discarded. Bottom line, a well-funded industry is normalizing the idea that human beings can be graded and thrown away. That is the culture of death in a lab coat. Why this is eugenics reborn, whatever they call it. The vocabulary has changed. Polygenic scores, risk reduction, optimization. The sin has not changed. Historic eugenics sought a master race by eliminating the unfit. Consumer eugenics discards embryonic lives that don't meet preferred trait profiles. Same pride, same dehumanization, new packaging. Children are gifts, never products. Parents receive, they do not manufacture. The divine creation order, Genesis chapter 1. God has already told us what humans are and how life is to be received. So God created man in his own image, male and female he created them. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Marriage, male and female, fruitfulness, these are gifts. Within God's design, dominion in Genesis chapter 1 authorizes stewardship of creation. It does not authorize sorting children by genetic desirability. As Dr. Al Mueller rightly summarizes, there is nothing in Genesis chapter 1 that grants us the right to engineer or rank our offspring by traits. Doing so steps outside creation order and into rebellion. Therefore, Christians must name embryo scoring and discard for what it is, an assault on the Creator's design and the image of God in the smallest neighbors. Conscience in Scripture, from good to seared good, clean conscience. Aligned with God's law, seeks integrity, Acts chapter 24 verse 16, 1 Tim 1-5, weak conscience. Easily swayed and confused, 1 Cor 8-7-12, guilty conscience. Accused by the law and conscience, may lead to despair or repentance, Rom 2:14-15, Heb 10-2, John chapter 8 verse 9, defiled, evil conscience. Stained by sin, judgment inverted, Titus chapter 1 verse 15, Heb 10:22, seared conscience. Desensitized by repeated resistance, 1 Tim 4-2. Pastoral implication. When pulpits neglect God's law, consciences slide down this slope. Preach the law to awaken. Preach Christo cleanse. Romans chapter 1 verses 28-32 and the seared public conscience. Romans chapter 1 traces a cultural spiral. Suppress the truth, right pointing arrow, God gives them over. To a debased mind, right pointing arrow sins multiply, right pointing arrow society approves those who practice them, verses 0.32. That last step explains our moment. Institutions do not merely do evil, they approve and market it. Genetic optimization sounds humane. In reality, it approves the sorting and disposal of human beings. This is what happens when a public conscience grows seared. Pastors must name this dynamic from the pulpit. Otherwise, believers inhale the world's air and call it oxygen. The science isn't there, and the ethics are worse. Even advocates admit limits. Complex traits like intelligence involve thousands of variants plus environment. Predicted gains are small and uncertain. Trade-offs may ride along. The ethics are not small. Ranking embryos by scorecards teaches families, and children, what makes a life valuable. That lie will not stay in the lab. It will reappear in classrooms, boardrooms, and laws. When marketing outruns truth, only a formed conscience can resist. That is why the pulpit must teach, warn, and reform the moral imagination of God's people. The pulpit's responsibility. Watchmen must warn. The pulpit's responsibility. Watchmen must warn. In Ezekiel chapter 33 verses 7 to 9, God calls pastors watchmen, not comfort managers. If we see moral danger advancing and fail to warn, Scripture says the blood is on our hands. This is not about partisanship. It is about life and death. Abortion, IVF, gender ideology, and euthanasia are not political sidelines. They are battlegrounds for the image of God and the conscience of the church. Preach the law to awaken conscience. God's law is not optional, it is the mirror that reveals sin. Preaching it clearly unmasks today's sanitized euphemisms, choice, optimization, affirming care. Without the law, sin feels manageable, respectable even. With the law, the conscience is disturbed, convicted, and stirred toward repentance. Pastor, if your people feel no burden over the culture's lies, it may be because the law is not being preached where the battle rages. Preach Christ to cleanse and heal. Conviction without Christ leads to despair. Always follow law with gospel. Hold forth the cross and the cleansing blood, Hebrews chapters 9-10. Speak to the broken, including those affected by infertility or past abortion. God's grace doesn't excuse sin, it empowers obedience. Christ not only forgives, he restores. Form a church that resists the age. Catechize clearly on life, family, and the conscience. Teach how conscience is shaped or dulled. Equip believers to live with integrity in their homes, workplaces, clinics, and voting booths. The church must not mimic the world, it must stand apart as a prophetic contrast society. Bearing witness to the truth, even when it costs. Shepherding your people through IVF and genetic hype. Pastoral counsel matters. Couples often meet the sales pitch before they meet biblical wisdom. Meet them first. First, honor their sorrow. Infertility is real suffering. Weep with those who weep. Then open Scripture and explain God's design for life and procreation. Second, give ethical clarity. Creating extra embryos and discarding siblings is not morally neutral. Small promised gains cannot justify certain destruction of life. Third, provide community. Surround families with prayer, practical help, and testimonies. Offer vetted medical counsel that seeks to honor life at every step. Finally, curate trusted resources. Point to solid Christian analysis, e.g., Mueller's briefing, and host Q&A nights so people can process with Scripture open and consciences engaged. Conclusion. Speak now. Eugenics is back, and it is fashionable. The terminology is new, the rebellion is old. The pulpit is responsible, therefore, preach the creation order. Of Genesis chapter 1, preach the law to awaken consciences, and preach Christo cleanse them. Defend the smallest neighbors. Form a people who can say no to sleek lies and yes to the Lord of life. Because silence, now as then, is deadly. Reference: The Gospel Truth and the Complete Works of Charles Finney. The Decay of Conscience. The pulpit is Responsible Finney. Resources on this website are from the original documents, unedited and unabridged. Albert Mueller. Albert Mueller Daily Briefing.